Kellen propped a foot on the arm of a dark green chair and glanced at his teenaged students, seated in various levels of discomfort on the sofas, chairs, and ottomans. He loved the first day of class, and the first day of this one in particular. The teacher pointed to a sturdily built gray Hinichi wolfine, mostly human, with a fine covering of wolf. "You, my friend, what's your name?"
Derek, sir. Derek Lombard."
"Very good," Kellen said. "Tell me what class this is." Bewildered, the wolfine's eyes sought the others, hoping for support.
It's Ethical Perspectives on History, sir."
Kellen grinned.
"Ah, thank you, Derek. That's just what I wanted to hear."
An uneasy chuckle rose from the others watching, and he folded his arms across his chest.
"As you might have guessed, I'm new here. My name is Kellen Grove. I ask that you call me Mr. Grove so we can at least pretend you respect me, but otherwise my rules are as informal as my classroom. I like a lively discussion, so make free with your comments, particularly your jokes. I expect you to answer my questions. In return, I'll answer yours, no matter how hard. Make no mistake, there will be hard questions. This will be far and away the most difficult and interesting elective being offered during your last year of high school, and I'm gratified that you have all chosen to take it."
"History is the most difficult topic we're going to have all year?" a slim black human asked in an arch contralto. Kellen laughed, his dark ears flipping forward.
"What's your name?"
"Rachel Myers, sir."
He slid off the chair. "Stand up, please, Rachel. I prefer to illustrate my answers concretely. You, the russet Aira there, name?"
"Madeira, Clan Fleet,"
was the wary reply from the slender girl, more vulpine than humanoid. "Stand up for me, please, Madeira. You, Donegan Unfound? Yes, thank you, just like that. You?" He turned to an ivory Karakaan feline, her thin legs folded beneath her on the vast dark blue chair. Kellen faltered as he stared at her eyes. They were green? No, only one of them. The other was a yellowish lime color, just similar enough to force the viewer to look twice.
"Margot Davis,"
she said in a shy soprano, lifting her odd-colored eyes to meet his.
"Ah, yes, stand for me, please, Margot."
Delivering himself a mental shake, he picked out two more students, then folded his arms across his chest again, tossing his black jaw ruffs behind his shoulders.
"Now," Kellen said, "someone tell me what all these people have in common."
He watched with concealed amusement as they exchanged looks in none too covert bafflement. One of the braver ones managed to speak.
"In common, sir? I guess they're all here?"
Kellen laughed.
"That's a good start, but we're in history, not physics. Any other ideas?"
"They're all two-footed," someone suggested from the back.
"Good,"
Kellen said, fox-like ears perking.
"Give me more on that track."
"They all have hands," said a male phoenix, his own wings twitching.
The female human beside him added,
"And they're all bilaterally symmetrical."
A low rustle ran through the classroom as its members stared at the girl. Kellen grinned.
"Budding biologist, eh? And she's right, though. These are all good observations, but you're citing the effects of a single root cause. Can you guess what it is?"
He waited through the ensuing silence, then stood and walked behind Rachel, the black human.
"How about 99% of their genome?"
"I thought this was history, not biology," another human said, a lopsided smile on his face.
"It is history," Kellen said, finger snaking out to point at him. "Do you know your own? How the Alliance formed, who formed it, and how they evolved?"
"We didn't evolve," a Pantherine said. "Everyone knows that. The humans made us centuries ago."
"Precisely," said Kellen, resting against one of the taller chairs. "And the primary things that will engage us this year are the implications, complications, and consequences of that decision. An ethical perspective, if you will."
"You may sit, everyone. Thank you for your patience." He turned to Rachel and said, "Do you understand now what I mean by this class being your most difficult this year?"
I'm not sure," she admitted.
"What's so hard about figuring out the implications of the first gengineering?"